And with that, we're ready to move into our feature, and it is the prolific Santa Fe songwriter, singer, composer, Quito Peters.
I guess there's not that many pop songs about Oedipus. Here we go.
He didn't mean to marry Ma. Never meant to kill his dad. That stranger at the crossroads, such hubris made him mad. The Sphinx posed him a riddle. He answered it with ease. Then he wed the widow queen, her throne right there to seize. We are all King Oedipus, trapped inside a knot. I was blind to consequence, and I earned what I got. I understand the horror, but I can't feel the shame. Yes, I see an act that spread this cosmic kind of flame. And we spun in a tapestry, the somber threads of fate. Though we fight against the flood, can't help but be too late. We are all King Oedipus, trapped inside a knot. I was blind to consequence, and I earned what I got. He put out his own eyes when he saw what he'd done, and wailed his way to exile, shunned by everyone. We are all King Oedipus, trapped inside a knot. And I was blind to consequence, and I earned what I got. I was blind to consequence, and I earned what I got. I looked in the mirror and thought I saw a friend, one who meant to stay with me right up to the end. I looked in the mirror and saw a stranger there. Could that guy look out for me? Did he even care? It's unwise to chase yourself, 'cause mine will never know. Just a nod to what you love and let the mirror go. I looked in the mirror and saw two burning eyes. I knew I had to look away. You better duck those guys. I looked in the mirror, smiled right back at me. He seemed like a decent sort, but there's no guarantee. It's unwise to chase yourself, 'cause mind will never know. tonight to what you love and let the mirror go. I looked in the mirror and woke an empty space. What on earth became of him? Just absence in his place. It's unwise to chase yourself, 'cause mine will never know. Just a nod to what you love and let the mirror go. Let the mirror go. Let the mirror go.
Keto Peters is here, down from Santa Fe. What we're hearing now, at least in the live Studio C performances, are sort of what you've been up to since 2016.
Right.
And we have some territory to cover about what the last year and a half before then has been like, but if I were just listening, comparing this to any number of other live sessions you've done here, you sound like you've got a fist. I hear a fist in the voice of Keto Peters, at least in these songs. Now, is this just the moment, or what is it?
I don't know. I heard it too today, you know, so I don't know if it's what it's about. Maybe it's what we talked about before, and you know, we got me warmed up to be fist-ish, you know, or the choice of songs, you know, because there's some pretty mellow songs in this batch that still has no, you know, project attached to it yet. But I have another record's worth of songs I like.
Your pattern, I mean, you are astonishingly prolific. I think this new record that we have right here called Choice would be number 18, maybe?
16, yeah.
16. What is your work pattern? I mean, are you, because I know what you have to think. You have to think about, okay, how am I going to produce this? How am I going to release this? You know, am I going to play out? All of those issues. But it seems to me that you're almost like a painter.
That's how it is.
And you go into your room and it comes out.
Yeah. You know, and recently it's been, I mean, there's some periods more than others when I just feel like stuff is coming through me and I'm just all the time going like, oh, where's my notebook? You know, and so recently there's been a lot of that. There's just been a big flow of songs, which is sort of an interesting phenomenon. I mean, what are, you know, I've been thinking about this recently. What are songs and what is art with my quotation marks and what's the point of it all? You know, life is so interesting that way that we kind of get called in whatever different direction or find ourselves doing whatever we do. Hopefully it has some relationship to what we love. But I can't say I know why I do this, or it just is what I love to do and what keeps occurring. And I open myself to, you know, the muse, if you will, and then I'm scribbling and strumming.
Well, some of the muse that we're hearing, this muse can go in multiple directions. And I know it's one of the first mistakes I made in looking at you as a songwriter is thinking of you as topical guy, or spiritual / topical guy, or, you know, how do the two interface? But you're also storyteller, third person storyteller. So there's in the new record and in the recent one I Fell, there's a lot more texture to subject matter that you're doing. But this is the middle of 2016 and you're bringing a little bit of orneriness to this.
Yeah, that guy who just was singing before did definitely, there was some orneriness and some anger, some frustration that I got to unleash on your big microphone here.
Now, when you're producing a record, it's always interesting to see how you expand your range as musician, as singer, but also how this collaborative relationship with producers, plural, works out for you, because every time it's something different. Now, John O. Manson, who produced the dual album with you 5 years ago?
Tip My Hat was maybe five or six years that just he and I made, yes. And now he's
back, but you also have some
he's
former.
He's back. But no,
you have former producers also on this record.
On the Choice record or that one or that one?
I thought it was Choice.
This is the confusion of all these records. Choice, which is just finished and is in production. John Kurtzweg is on one track. Otherwise, there's no one who's been a producer with me before.
Okay.
Just Jono and I working together again in his spiffy new digs at what was Stepbridge and is now Kitchen Sink, because that's Jono's brand of studio.
So there is now another big studio up and running in Santa Fe.
Right.
In addition to what has become a much touted performance space, the Meow Wolf space. It was only about a year and a half ago that a friend of mine wrote a song called This Town Is Dead, and it was about Santa Fe. And things seem to have changed pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it dead? Is it reviving in some way? I can't say. I stay home a lot.
Song's called Monsters.
Saddle down the avenue, three-piece suits, they're casing you. Now they smile wide, but they're vicious still. No drawn guns, but their words can kill. They're all ego and their false pride, and they despise the tender side. If you forget and show you feel, soon their muscle gonna close. Monsters, monsters, thrilled to fight. Only weaklings care what's right. Monsters, monsters, thrilled to fight. Only weaklings care what's right. When they call brother, it's time to run, 'cause they'll demolish anyone. And don't try reason or you won't survive. Just back away quick, you might stay alive. Seem like a dream when I awoke, like civilization just went broke. Outside I heard coyote cries, I glimpsed the madness in those eyes. Monsters, monsters, thrill to fight. Only weaklings care what's right. Monsters, monsters, thrill to fight. Only weaklings care what's right. I looked in the mirror and oh my lord, the creature in there snarled and roared. But there's no way that beast is me, I'm nothing like my enemy. Monsters, monsters, thrill to fight. Only weaklings care what's right. Monsters, monsters, thrill to fight. Only weaklings care what's right.
Political songs are really hard to write, you know, that for me, that satisfy me. To be the topical guy is kind of not so hard, you know, but I'm seldom happy with something that exists only in current events, you know, unless it has some sort of deeper resonance, deeper elements, deeper as defined by me. I'm not, you know, I don't really like doing those, or I do them and then I throw them away.
So a song like Oedipus is maybe closer to the formula that you work under now.
Well, that's actually a very personal song. I mean, I've been thinking about certain things, acts I took decades ago, and how they continue to have ramifications in my current life, you know. And so, yeah, so even though I'm trying to do everything right along the way, I did this stuff then that continues to impact me, and I can't disown it, and I can't walk away from it. You know, I can't beg it to be different. It is what it is, and I have to pay.
Now I understand why you can have so much fun with an audience. Because I'm sitting here going, well, you know, people move on. People forget. People, you know, that was then, this is now, and that's not really what you
say. Well, people may forget, but I'm talking about the way in which things are constructed such that it's an idea. I'm not saying it's the truth, but in which there are things, again, things I did that there's no question that I did them, and that... And that even trying to rectify or move in different directions, you still have offended the, you know, in the way I'm looking at this, offended kind of the weave of the universe, and you are going to have to account for what you did.
You're sounding like Ned Beatty and Network now. You've meddled with the primal forces of nature. But however, we live in a time when you can just remake the truth and insist that, well, that's not my narrative. This is my narrative. And you can't argue any different because I believe what I believe, and this is my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
What is one supposed to do with that?
With the conflict between those two or with...
With the fungibility of anything being true.
Yeah. Well, one of the beauties, I don't know, but one of the beauties of... writing a lot is that I realize there's a song in that new record Choice, you know, about essentially about replacing the reality that is with the reality you make, you know. And of course the reality that is something you make also, but let's not get too deep into that, you know. But just that that one of the things that writing does for me is I get to be in this other universe of my own words to become, now this gets really grandiose, to become kind of briefly godlike in creating something that then is other than and I'm engaged in rather than whatever I'm feeling or thinking or is occurring to me with the big world.
So it's
the consensual world.
Right. So it's a less... overwhelming, when things are overwhelming, what did Rumi say, pick up an instrument, you know?
Did he? Yeah. Well, that's exactly. Well. Pick up an instrument and replace what's there with your own expression, you know? And it may not actually alter the world in any big way. Obviously, it doesn't really. But for the time being, especially during the process of creation, you are in another place. You have absented this kind of normal reality, you know, quotidian reality, and now you're flying somewhere that you've initiated and that has your stamp, even if, as it's also about something that's not you.
Mm-hmm. The sound of this new album, I know you've over the course of albums, you've moved back and forth. I know I Fell was, you were thinking of it as coming back to the essentials of keto, guitar, and voice, and working from there. No, you're saying no?
No, not so much. I mean, that is, you know, I was working with John Kurtzweg, who sold 40 million records as a rock producer, and we'd made a record before, and he's a good friend, and I felt like I'm going to get out of John's way. Like, I didn't co-produce that. I'm not a co-producer of that record for the first time in a long time because I just said, kind of, John, do, you know, I'm not sure I actually said this, but I thought this, and this is the way we proceeded. Do it your way. And so that record is, for me, more cool, not cool like I'm really cool, but cool as opposed to warm or cool, hipper, or kind of, I don't know, it's got this whole very rock for me. It's my most rockish record. And it's, you know, John's so meticulous. It's so so perfectly trimmed and managed. You know, so for me, that record I felt is more in that direction.
But I remember when he was when you were both up here, and he had, and I think one of the adjustments had been that he decided that as a singer, he wanted you to be playing and singing at the same time. He wanted you to
yes.
be in the very setup we're sort yes. of in this
yes.
studio. Okay.
People often think about fundamentalists. It's about religious sects out there. Not us. Not us.
We're the fundamentalists, been chasing prophets from the start. Everything objectified, light years from the heart. We're the fundamentalists, we hang the yoke upon the rest. Chewing up the natural world, we know this way is best. We got Ayatollahs sitting in the banks. We got cold-eyed troops with guns if they try breaking ranks. We're the fundamentalists and our religion owns this state. We pretend to honor God when wealth alone is great. We're the fundamentalists, we claim that freedom is our creed. We ignore the endless chains of one transcendent greed. We got Ayatollahs sitting in the banks. We got cold-eyed troops with guns if they try breaking ranks. We're the fundamentalists, but we won't look that in the face. We can take down everything and still keep at the race. We got Ayatollahs sitting in the banks. We got cold-eyed troops with guns if they try breaking ranks. We got Ayatollahs sitting in We got cold-eyed troops with guns if they try breaking ranks.
Recorded live in Studio C just last week. That's Keto Peters with some new songs from an as-yet-untitled, unformed project.